Hello, and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva. They're the people whose software helps you bring financial and non-financial data together for your disclosures, so they're totally ready to be reviewed by auditors. My name is Catherine Tsai, professional asker of questions, and I'm your co-host with Steve Soder. Steve, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. Looking forward, as always, to debiting a great conversation, and I'm so happy to have you with us. Now, Catherine, we've brought this up a few times before, but you guys had a rockin' time at IIA, talked to a ton of great people. I missed out on all of it, including the conversation with our next two guests for today.
Yes, we talked to Ignacio Mano and Manya Knevel-Bard. They are experts in psychological safety and creating psychological safety in the workplace.
You know, that's interesting. In our recent conversation with Cynthia Cooper, we talked about a lot of those themes and the kind of environment that's needed for people to be willing to kind of speak up. Did that type of thing come up in your conversation at all?
It did a little bit. We talked about psychological safety and how it's important for internal auditors, but just in general in the workplace, it's always nice to have that mindset when you're in the workplace.
Well, sounds like it's a good one. Let's have a listen.
Why don't you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
My name is Manya Knevel-Bard, and I do a lot of behavioral auditing. So I audit culture without a predefined norm. And that's why we wanted to talk about psychological safety today, because I see that theme coming up in my audits a lot.
I'm Ignacia Manu, and I'm owner of ICBOOS, and that's a company that we invented together with Katie Polderman. We train diversity and inclusion, and we give advice, and we also lecture in psychological safety. So it's like the way that we really believe that companies should work.
Awesome. Well, let's start high level. Both what is psychological safety, and then what is the importance of creating psychological safety in the workplace?
So for me, actually, psychological safety is that you are in an environment where you can be yourself. So that's a link with diversity and inclusion. And also where you feel enough room and space where you can speak up, where you can learn from your mistakes and exchange on mistakes, but also where you can go ahead and give your wildest idea without fearing that someone is saying like, okay, what are you doing? And, you know, that you feel uncomfortable. So it's really about taking interpersonal risk. And that's why it's really important if you want to be successful and if you want to have performance. I really believe that's really the basic.
Yeah, I think it's the core of being happy at work and the core of innovation and performance.
It's especially important for internal auditors. I'd be curious to get your take on that. Is there anything different that you tell internal auditors from any other audience?
Well, we just had a keynote on psychological safety for internal auditors. And actually, we don't think it's different because as an internal audit team, you're also a team. So it's also important that all auditors, regardless of their background, if they are a junior or a senior, or maybe when they have the financial background or the social background, that they feel included and they can feel psychologically safe. But as an auditor, you have a responsibility during your audits to take psychological safety into account in your work, but also in all the audit objectives. You feel?
I totally agree with you.
Well, that's good. It'd be weird if there's a disagreement.
Yeah,
right now.
Then we had really had to have a conversation.
What can the internal auditors, or I guess anybody, do to create safety for themselves?
Yeah, my most important thing would say, be productive in your responses. So if somebody says something you don't like, or that you don't believe, or that you do, you have to like take 10 seconds. To breathe in, to breathe out, and say, okay, I'm going to ask a question instead of burning that person to the ground, I would say. No, but that's really important also in an audit team, to get all voices heard, I would say.
Yeah, and I really also think it's taking care of each other. So being curious about what do other people think, invite persons for their perspective. And for example, I'm an introvert person, so I need something else when you're extrovert. And if you know each other well as a team, you can put in the effort not only for the team, not only for the team members, but also for yourself. And I think that's a basic ground.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I think you have to be vulnerable as well. So you have to say, okay, I might not be wrong. I might not be right. are there any other perspectives? What do you guys think? Or admit, you know, I made a mistake. It didn't go well.
Yes, and or also ask for help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any tips for doing that at an in-person meeting versus maybe a remote meeting? Does the advice change, or is it the same?
Well, a little bit. We get that question quite a lot, I think. And I think sometimes, you know, for an introvert person, I think working hybrid was really nice because you can hear and everyone is speaking on their terms. You can put the hand up. So that was the best part. But on the other hand, if you're working remote, you miss the interaction, face-to-face interaction. So you really have to put in the effort to make sure that, for example, have a check-in or a check-out at the meeting. So there are small things that you can do to make it psychologically safe, just to have the question of how do you feel today? And is everyone on board? And can we help each other? Are there questions? So I think there are lots of ways, and it's not doesn't have to be really big.
Yeah, if you are together in a room, you feel the energy. If you are on Teams, you have to put a little bit more effort in to ask, how do you feel it? Because you cannot feel it.
Right. Yeah, because the energy is something real in there.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Without it, you have to work for it. Sure. Yeah. Is there, on the flip side, can you go too far? Is it possible to go overboard with creating psychological safety?
No. My first answer would be no.
Sure.
Because psychological safety is not being nice or being friendly to every time, not going to have difficult conversations. Mm. I think I think too much psychological safety doesn't exist.
No, I think I agree with you. Because it's about the individual, and it's about team, and it's about the willingness to make the effort for the team. So you cannot go overhead of that, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You mentioned checking in and also checking out. What is the checking out part mean?
Oh, so for example, if you start a meeting and you have a check-in, like, okay, how does everybody feel? Or maybe you can have like something more fun, like what's your superpower you want to put in today in this meeting? But also at the checkout, wrap the meeting up and say like, okay, did everyone had enough room to say what they wanted to say today? Or is there something else that we need to go further? And then you close the meeting. So you give everyone time, especially for the people who are more introvert or when you have like a last takeaway, just a reflection time to make sure that everyone was aboard in the meeting. So that's the checkout.
Yeah, sometimes it's also a really good check question. With what feeling are you leaving today? Because then you get the opportunity to get the unsaid on the table. And yeah. When it's on the table, you can talk about it.
Once I hit my late 30s, I knew I had a serious decision to make. I could either get weirdly into World War II history, learn an absurd amount about wine, or start collecting vinyl records. Since I was never one for memorizing facts, and I think wine is best paired with, well, more wine, I started collecting albums. And yes, dear listener, the feel of a tactile piece of music is great in your hands. And yes, the sound really is warmer with all the pops and crackles underneath as Fiona Apple or Tom Petty warble through my apartment. But record collecting is complicated. First, there's choosing a categorization method. Do you go straight alphabetical or split by genre or year? And what if people you live with don't care about any system, and like a monster, they put Orville Peck's Pony right next to A Tribe Called Quest's Low End Theory? Then there's tracking album prices. They can fluctuate more than the stock market, and you have to know where and when to buy that Carly Rae Jepsen you've been coveting. I wish there was a Workiva for vinyl, a unified platform to put all that vital financial reporting, ESG, and audit and risk info in one spot, and know what the most up-to-date facts and figures are. Dashboards to help you understand where your albums are by genre and year, and linked numbers and narrative to track a musician's career as they hop through various bands. Wouldn't that be great? Doesn't that sound lovely?
When people come to you and ask you to help them create these environments of psychological safety, what has prompted them to realize that this is something that they need or what usually brings them to you?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's because of employee survey. Sometimes it's because a leader, for example, feels like, okay, I feel that we don't make enough progress. And sometimes people are just worried about, like, okay, I feel something is coming up. I see our employee surveys are going down. And sometimes it's really an incident happening, for example, undesired behavior. So it could be really different contexts. I don't know. For you, it's more old thing-wise.
Yeah, or what could explain a lot of burnouts or people leaving.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on. I think I ticked all the boxes. But sometimes I am auditing a complete different subject. And psychological safety is getting up. It's just people tell me I'm scared to give my opinion. Mm. And that has a negative effect on the company's performance.
Yeah, and it's really getting, so I'm glad for it, it's really getting more attention. So people are more aware of, like, okay, we have to work on psychological safety. So they intend to do more work and put more effort in it. And they're curious, like, okay, should we do something with it as a company? So it can be different contexts.
I'm sure each company has a unique set of factors, but are there, like, basic ingredients in creating psychological safety?
Definitely.
Definitely. First one is setting the stage. So tell people as a leader, what kind of behavior do you expect? Mm. We don't accept any rude behavior. We don't accept IDs being neglected, that kind of stuff. What's the second? Include people. So
include
invite
people.
For participation. So just ask, what's your opinion? I haven't heard you yet. Can you give your view on this? That's really important as a leader. But also, question, is there anything I'm getting wrong? And the third thing is have productive reactions. So what I explained earlier, take the 10 seconds time to breathe in and breathe out and ask a question. And so
that's
people
Amy.
Feel heard. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have a lot of frameworks. So, for example, you have in the Netherlands, Jorine Becks. So she's a great speaker and she has a framework. And basically she says you need 5 things. That's diversity and inclusion. You have to work on that. You have to work on being open and share information. You have to challenge each other, not like boxing in the ring, of course, but challenge, like, okay, you have a good idea, but I wonder if we take that way, what will it be? So the challenging part, but also resilience. So every day, it cannot be a happy day, you know, sometimes you just have like a deadline or something. Then you need to count on each other and be positive and say, okay, today it wasn't working. What can we do to make it better tomorrow? So you have different kind of frameworks. But in the end, it's all about being open and a willingness to take care of each other and the team and willingness to perform.
Sure.
What is one concrete step that listeners of this podcast can take if they want to create a better environment of psychological safety?
You can work on psychological safety every day.
Every interaction.
Every interaction. I really believe that. And it's just about the basics. It's about when you're concerned about it, but you can just have the conversation like, okay, how psychological safe do we feel in this team? Mm. Only that question can open up a lot. But also, if you want to make it a little small steps, you can just have a conversation in a duo, like one-on-one. Also, just being curious, asking about how is your day, how can I help you? So I think everyone has a responsibility in making your team psychological safe. And not only the leader, but every one of us should really have put an effort in it.
Yeah, and in addition, I think asking questions is key and asking open questions without your own judgment in it. Oh. And that sounds really easy, and it is really hard. Because everybody has judges and assumptions, and it's really hard to not show them through a question.
Yeah, just be open.
Yeah. And please be honest with us, have we created a psychologically safe environment for you in this interview? And if not, what can we do to improve?
Oh, no. I think it was wonderful because one of the things you have welcomed us, I think that's the first step. You've included us. You had thought about where you sit. You had like a good instruction. And you were curious about us. So I think you did pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Good job, yeah. Mike.
Good job, Catherine.
I like how you asked, like, how can we improve? That
oh, always want to improve.
You make yourself a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah. So awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
That was a good tip. Thank you.
Normally, we do you have anything else?
No.
So we normally do like a wacky closing question that has nothing to do with what we've been talking about. But I like the idea of the checkout. So instead of a closing question, we're going to check out.
Ah, I love it.
Okay. Did everyone say what they needed to say today?
No, there's one more thing.
Okay.
You know, we wrote this publication with 7 other people, and I would advise everyone to read it. It's available in English on the II the Netherlands website.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And what is it? What is the title of the publication?
Psychological safety. Handles of Psychological Safety for Internal Audit.
Yeah.
That makes it. And then I think the other question you mentioned was, what feeling are we leaving with?
Yes. So?
Me?
Yes.
I'm excited to learn more about psychological safety.
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's the I'm excited.
So you got triggered, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
I feel motivated to go back to my workplace and implement some of the steps that you're recommending.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Well, I feel honored and really warm that you invited us and that you want to have the chat about it.
Absolutely. And I leave with a very positive feeling of discussing this very important topic with you, and I think it went good, so positive feelings.
Excellent. So was that the right way to check out?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Check.
So, Maya, Ignacia, thank you so much for spending some time with us
today. Thank you for having us.
Well, terrific conversation, and really, really appreciate some of those themes that we brought out. Thank you to our guests, and thank you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. I'm Steve Soder. You heard from Mike Gravagno and Catherine Tsai, and this has been Off the Books, presented by Workiva.
Follow us and subscribe because we have more episodes coming to you from IIA International and you don't want to miss them.
If you like Off the Books, please leave a review, tell your buddies if you like the show, and if you're watching this on YouTube, drop us a note in the comments or feel free to drop us a line at offthebooks@workiva.com. Surf's up and we'll see you on the next wave.